What is the Captain's Leadership Seminar?
Sure. The Captain's Leadership Seminar is a program that the FBI is sponsoring along with the University at Buffalo and Erie Community College and Section 6 of the State Athletic Association for high school students, athletes who are going to be captains or leaders on their teams the following year. So a lot of the students are going to be juniors that are coming in. Two students from each one of the schools from Division VI, along with their athletic director or coach. What we found is in leadership, many people get thrust into these positions and they don't necessarily get any training. So we want to help these students not only to be able to lead their teams, their schools, and their communities throughout their senior years in high school, but we also want to make sure that they carry on these leadership skills throughout their college career and their professional life. And it's really just kind of setting them up for success.
So how will this at the very basic level? You've got four things outlined: courage, character, competence, and collaboration. How do those all come together to help train these students?
We have a different speaker that's going to come in and talk about each one of the four C's of this captain's program. And these are really the four fundamental core values that any leader is going to need to have. They're going to have courage because they're going to be put into positions where they're going to, you know, have to make difficult decisions. They're going to have character because other people are going to follow their examples. As we look at one of the speakers is going to come and talk to us about bullying. Competence becomes very important because you have to know what you're talking about. You have to be you don't have to be the best athlete on the team, but you certainly have to know what's happening and what's going on the team. And then collaboration. That's collaboration with teammates. That's collaboration with the referees, with other students, and the other teams. It's really another word for sportsmanship.
Brian, what made you get involved with this? Why do you believe there's such a need for it?
Well, the FBI is always focused on leadership. We are developing the leaders of tomorrow within our own organization and throughout the community. And our nation's prosperity and security is influenced more by how many leaders I develop and seed into the community than criminals that I take off the street. So it's important for us to make sure that we do everything we can to help our community, to help these future leaders develop so that they'll not only be good leaders, but they'll be great leaders.
So how will the students be selected and making sure that some won't be left out?
We had sent it out to the Division VI, gave two seats for each one of the schools, and the athletic director or the coaches picked those two students. So this first go-around, it was by selection.
And how will you follow up? Because I assume a one day of leadership training isn't really enough to kind of instill that for the future.
It's enough to get them started, get them thinking, and then we intend in the fall, when the fall sports start kicking up, to follow these athletes, reach out to them, have conversations with them, show up at their sporting events, know that there's a relationship that's been built between them and the FBI. So if they need speakers to come in and talk to their class about the leadership topics that we've talked about, we'd certainly have that relationship already in place that they could pick up the phone and actually call an FBI agent and get them to come in and expand the scope of this training. I intend on telling these kids that they're going to lose. They're going to lose games, and how do you get up and want to go play the next game? They're going to lose students because parents transfer. And unfortunately, somewhere in Western New York, we're probably going to lose a student athlete to some tragic incident. It might be a DUI accident where they were just an innocent victim, or they were, you know, involved in drinking or drugs. And how are you going to overcome that? People are going to look for someone to stand up and be a leader in that particular time. And that's exactly what we're trying to develop these students so that they're capable of handling these situations and bringing their team, their school, and their community through it.
Well, Brian Botig, Special Agent in Charge of Buffalo's FBI Division, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Eileen.